The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Here's Bill Myers.
Wheels up Wednesday. Join the conversation, 770-5633. 770-KMED. This is what traveling day. We're not traveling anywhere. I'm staying in market, staying in town, and looking forward to having Mom over for Thanksgiving tomorrow. Linda has been a cooking fiend. And, you know, it's like, for Linda, it's the Super Bowl. Linda is, in fact, the only thing that would make her happier is if there were about 50 people coming over to the house instead of three. That's the way Linda is. Oh, my gosh. It's like, you know, if she could, she never feels better than when she's cooking with a boat oar. You know, if she's taking a boat oar and stirring with it, that's where she is. She loves to feed people. God bless her, I'll tell you. And the food coming out of her kitchen, of course, will be absolutely wonderful. And, of course, I got a chance to sample it all, like yesterday. Homemade cranberry sauce. That is the way it's supposed to be. I don't understand you if you're out there getting that can of Jell-O-type cranberry-like liquid frozen goopy stuff. I don't get that. I don't get that. Real cranberries should have cranberries, and you see the flesh, and there's a little bit of texture to it, and that's the way God intended it, okay? And no, macaroni and cheese is not a traditional Thanksgiving meal. I know, I'm always having fun online with people on Facebook, but anyway, it's fine. Certainly very thankful, and this is a better Thanksgiving than some of them, at least politically. At least politically, it's going to be that way. If you wanted to join in, 770-563-3770-KMED. By the way, the one thing I did want to mention is if you do call the show, because I noticed there's someone who keeps calling who has their caller ID turned off. If you don't have caller ID, you don't get through. We don't let people troll the show anonymously, especially since I do my own call screening here, okay? 770-5633, make sure that you have caller ID, then it'll get through, okay? 12 minutes after 6. Someone probably not having as good of a Thanksgiving could be Eva Avery over at the Josephine County Democrats. I was reading her site last night, and resistance checklist. Now, Eva, from what I recall, if I recall correctly, was a hench person for Stacey Abrams, you know, the real governor of Georgia who just hasn't been recognized for some reason because of her amazing skills. But, yeah, she ended up moving and is running the Josephine County Democrats. And she has a post up there I think is very interesting. Resistance checklist. Do it out loud. Do it quiet. Despite what you are hearing out there, because it is outdated information, just remember, just being repeated rather in the echo chamber, Trump did not win by a landslide. He has no legitimate mandate. As of this writing, one percentage point of the population separates how many votes each candidate got in this election, and counting is not finished. Okay, so she must have done this a little while ago. But, okay, so there's a couple percent difference, 2-3% difference in the popular vote. That sounds kind of a mandate for me. And besides, I would say to Eva that the Democrats have never been concerned about having 60% of the vote for a mandate or something. It's 50% plus one, and we get to kill you. That's the way the Democrats tend to look at it. Yeah, 50% plus one, because in our democracy, 50% plus one means that we get to take all control from you and kill you, politically and otherwise. All right, that's kind of what they think. All right, so I'll quibble with her on this one. I would dare say that he has as much of a mandate as if Kamala Harris had the same vote count, okay? Anyway, many of us might still be recovering from the election disappointment, and we're trying to find our way forward. Consider this. And by the way, here's where it gets good. Many of us have been brought up on stories of praying to God the Father to save us, waiting for our prince to come, submitting to the greater wisdom of our husband or priest to guide us. Oh, so the Josephine County Democrats are all women and they're cat ladies, apparently. And boy, they hate the patriarchy, don't they? Anyway, yeah. Submitting to the greater wisdom of our husband or priest to guide us. We need to move from this way of being into our own agency. But we must also recognize that we cannot do it all, nor do it alone, in the martyr-mother myth so many of us have learned to embody. Boy, I'll tell you, the Democrats are nothing but feminism, from the sounds of it, from this post. Wow. This is not the time for being nice, biting our tongues, or not rocking the boat. Josephine County Democrats, why don't you be nice? Anyway, and yet these are also not times for making enemies or picking fights. Can we find other ways of engaging and challenging, visioning and contributing to transformation? What might these look like? From weaving our way beyond patriarchy and contributing to transformation, what might these look like? That being said, you can resist loudly or from the anonymity of your own home. Here are some ideas. Join the Blue Sky app, she suggests. Cancel X, considering canceling Threads, blah, 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 blah. Millions a day are migrating away to give a middle finger to Elon. Escape the hate speech, misinformation, and extremism. In other words, free speech. Good Unite Us app. That's what they're suggesting over at the Josephine County Democrats. Hit corporations where it hurts. Instead of blaming the wrong people for rising costs, Biden and Harris, blame the greedy CEOs making sometimes 1,000 times more than voters. Okay, so Eva would appear to be economically illiterate also. But that's why she's running the Josephine County Democrats. Let's see. If they aren't supporting your candidate, then don't support them with your dollars. I'm kind of okay with that. If you're going to have corporations be politically active, there we go. Let's see. Volunteer with Indivisible. Want to stay in the fight? Blah, 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 blah. 48th Movement. Hey, she's really organized on this one. I had to give her kudos on this one. Let's see. Educate yourself. Do you know the history of tyranny and how to resist? Of misogyny? It might be enlightening. Watch these videos. Blah, 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 blah. Misogyny is a male problem that women bear the brunt of. Boy, I'll tell you that it amazed me if there are any Democrats in Josephine County who are male, because they would not be welcome, according to what I'm looking at this latest post. Let's see. Here we go. Here we go. Don't buy or associate with Mike Lindell's pillows or anything from Open Stock, Home Depot, Fox News, New York Jets football team, World Wrestling, Hobby Lobby, Bed Bath & Beyond, ABC Supply, Wegmans, Dress for Less, Macy's, TG Maxx, Marshalls, Home Goods, Comcast, Universal Pictures. I kind of agree with that. And maybe the two hardest to let go of, Amazon and Walmart. Amazon and Walmart. Restaurants to avoid. Now, this is coming from the Democrats of Josephine County. Restaurants to avoid: Applebee's, Outback, Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, White Castle, Taco Bell, KFC, Pizza Hut, Dairy Queen, Panera Bread, McDonald's, and Olive Garden. And if you want to give your business to restaurants that support blue, Starbucks, Chipotle, and Jab, Keurig, Dr. Pepper, Snapple, Einstein Brothers Bagels, Krispy Kreme, Panera Bread, and Pete's Coffees. I have to tell you, Josephine County's Democrats just gave me a list of businesses I try to buy around. Of course, I don't go to any of these anyway, but still. Here are the CEOs who supported Harris. Okay. But anyway, resistance is not futile. The Borg just wants you to think it is. Okay. Something tells me Eva Avery's probably not having a good Thanksgiving, but Eva, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. But I do find it interesting when you put at the head of your post here, many of us have been brought up on stories of praying to God the Father to save us, waiting for our prince to come. In other words, you're part of that, Democrats like the Obama thing, clinging to their guns and liberty, right? Clinging to their Bible, guns and liberty. A lot of that strong over at the Josephine County Democrats from the look of it. I mean, just right out there in the open. 19 minutes after 6. Anyway, we'll pray that cooler heads prevail and she has a good Thanksgiving too. This is the Bill Meyer Show on KMED, 99.3 KBXG.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op just in time for Christmas. Get select Georgia Romeo boots for just $49.99 while supplies last. Enjoy 30% off men's and women's pants. Find the perfect gift with 25% off toys, games, and plush. Stay warm and dry this holiday season with 40% off select Carhartt Rain Defender sweatshirts. Plus, don't miss Yeti's lowest prices of the season. There's even more to see online. Visit GrangeCoop.com to check out all the great deals. Hurry in, the season of savings ends December 1st only at Grange Co-op. Achieving more together.
This holiday season, we're excited to offer our best of Southern Oregon partners the exclusive Holiday 24 marketing program. From November 1st to January 31st, enjoy tailored Facebook campaigns and high-impact radio ads at partner-only prices. Maximize your brand exposure and make a big impact. Visit KMED.com and click on the Advertise Marketing tab to learn more. Some rules and restrictions apply. Don't miss out on this special holiday opportunity.
Bah humbug.
Let me guess, you ordered way too much inventory for Christmas this time.
I couldn't pass it up. Some of the deals were so great, and we got it for less than what gold value is.
So what are we going to do with all this stuff?
We're going to have a Black Friday sale.
Of course we are.
You do this every year.
It's great deals for the people.
So what did you find that's so great?
Rings, diamonds, colored stones, even some estate jewelry.
Come check out our new lines. Custom bands, pendants, earrings, even bracelets and genuine lab diamonds and mine diamonds for everybody.
Yep, and I'll tell you, I never believed I like real diamonds, but the lab diamonds have really got me going.
And remember, you can always find that special diamond for that special someone.
And don't forget, $5 will hold anything until Christmas.
Plus, we have easy financing options and layaway options.
Father and son, we're on East Jackson between Riverside and Central.
Hi, I'm Mark with Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, and I'm on KMED.
22 minutes after 6. Oregon lawmakers going to meet for a brief special session in December to approve emergency spending to cover bills for the wildfire season. Governor Tina Kotek announcing Tuesday calling a session December 12th. Meanwhile, hats off to State Representative Dwayne Junker, who once again is doing his best to resist, kind of like what Eva Avery talks about on the Democratic side, calling for federal investigation into wildfire mismanagement, urges immediate suspension of federal grants. Oh my gosh, I love it. Let me just give him a real American salute. Dwayne Junker knows how you fight communists. You take their money away from them. So I love the fact that he's telling them, the federal government, don't send us money. We're burning down forests. We're not doing the right thing, you know, here in the state of Oregon. It's great. It was a release came out from him yesterday. Good for you, Dwayne. He understands if you're not going to be in the majority, at least you better be disruptive in breaking things. Thank you for continuing to trying to break the communists in Salem, Dwayne. I appreciate that. Let me go to Kayla here. Or is it Kayla or Kaya? I didn't write that down, but welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
It's Kaya. I'm doing all right.
Hi, Kaya. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling just to do a little bit of a rant and then a question.
Okay.
Related to the fire map.
Oh boy.
For home insurance. So every fall we get a renewal for our home insurance. And sure enough, last week I got our renewal and it went up so much. It's insane. So last year in 2023, it went up from, I'll just give the actual amounts, from $1,800 a year to $2,900
Whoa.
A year. And then this year it went up to $4,600.
Whoa. Boy, at what point can't you afford to live there, right?
That's the question.
Yeah. $400 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I called the insurance agent and they say last year and they say they dropped me and had to move to just one particular insurance company that, you know, are willing to take the high risk due to the fire maps. Then I look up online and they say that they're not supposed to be using these fire maps. So now I'm at a loss. So apparently there's a law against it, supposedly. But obviously they're using them. So I don't even know what to do.
Well, have you contacted, did you talk with Steve or Steve Yancey, your agent? I'm just curious, over at Sky Park, or did you try something else?
Yeah, I have tried them, and Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll have to try to reach out to them again. I tried them last year.
Yeah, try. Let him get a chance because, you know, 261-5444 is his number over there. So I'll give you a shameless plug on that while I'm at that. Now, you are right that they are not supposed to be using the so-called state fire map, but what the insurance people tell me is that insurance companies have their own fire maps or of fire risk based on claims. And so they and they're allowed to come up with their own maps of risk. This is how it's been explained to me. I don't know if that's necessarily the case with your, you know, with your property or not. Where do you live? You don't mind me asking. You don't have to be specific, but just kind of a general area. You're out in the rural area, obviously, right?
Yeah, we are. We're between Jacksonville and Rouge.
Oh, okay. All right. There have been some fires out there. Have you had have you had any claims over the years for wildfire damage?
No, we've had no claims at all.
Hmm, okay. How many acres? Just curious. I'm being nosy.
42 acres.
Okay, 42. Yeah, my sister-in-law has some property out there between the Jacksonville and Rouge too. Kind of that same sort of thing, 40-50 acres. I would get in touch with Steve, see what he has to say, and I don't think you're alone on this one. There are a lot of you experiencing this right now. And part of it, I think, has been that there have been a lot of claims out on the West Coast, and insurance companies have been taking it in the shorts financially, and that's why they've been pulling out. So when they pull out, there's fewer people to spread the risk on, and then the costs go up. That's really expensive, close to $5,000 a year just for the property, just for the property insurance. That's a lot of money, a lot of money. I feel your pain on that. I would just say you're going to have to shop. You're going to have to shop. And I don't think they're using the state fire map, but they do have their own. Okay? That's why.
Yeah, they just, like, scribbled out the state maps and just put the initials next to it.
Well, or else they just say, or maybe it's just like, okay, we had fires out there in the Applegate, you know, last year, high-risk area. Nothing's been changed there. Oh, we have people there. Raise their rate. I'm sure there's something like that going on, kind of, okay? There you go. I wish I had better news, but you're going to have to shop. Talk to Steve, 261-5444, okay? Let me go to line two. Hi, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Bill. That was kind of an interesting epistle on by the Democrat on what's going on in the country. Mm-hmm. And she seemed to think that, quote, our big enemy is the patriarchy. And I'd be curious what she, I wish she could explain exactly what that is. My mind... the great enemy is the deep state, and it controls both political parties, the Republicans and the Democrats. And there seems to be a lot of denial on both camps about what's really who is really running this country. I must say that one thing I really liked about Trump is he's made the term deep state and fake news, both those terms, is sort of a common language.
Oh, it's been brought out of the realm of conspiracy theory talk.
Yes,
it's been brought out of that. You know, it is. You know, nobody. You talk about deep state. You talk about fake news. Nobody sits around there and go, "Oh, you're crazy. Oh, you got a tinfoil hat." Things like that. No, it's no longer tinfoil. People know. People know. And he would. You know, if he has done nothing else to have brought that truth forward, those truths forward, has been very helpful, I think.
It certainly has. And this woman who's on her rant just has a, I don't know, if you don't know exactly what you're ranting about or against or who, then it you miss the aim. It's like shooting at a target and you're way off to the side. You're not hitting the bullseye.
Well, the leader of the Josephine County Democrats, in my opinion, the way it's looking there, is much like most Democrats in which secular salvation comes through elections. You can even see how they sneer, how she's, or at least in the post, sneering at any kind of traditional religion or, you know, not listening to your husband or, you know, you don't have to go to your priest for anything. And in other words, we are the gods. And our, you know, the sacraments are election wins, you know, apparently, you know, the way it's looking like over there. And, you know, when you don't believe in much, then I can see how when you don't believe in much tradition, when you don't believe in much spirituality, it strikes me as, you will look at losing the election as having lost your faith, really.
Well, it is true. I think to the people on the left, Democrats and so forth, their God is government. And when you attack government, you're attacking their God. And they just don't understand anything beyond the, it seems like, the three-dimensional. It's really difficult for them to assess something beyond the three-dimensional. But I think there's as much denial on the right and by the Republicans of what the hell's going on in this country.
I would agree with you. Thank you very much. And that's why I will continue to say salvation is not arriving on Air Force One in January. It's a process. It's a good, you know, it's better than it could have been otherwise. Yes. But it is not salvation. And, because even now you can see the skullduggery going on behind the scenes as the deep staters are trying to worm their way back in the Trump administration. You know, they're
exactly
few of the picks. Exactly. So, few of the picks are there, you know.
Yeah.
So there we
really
go.
Really helps.
All right, Tom. Thank you for that. 770-5633. I'll grab one. I only have time for maybe one more call. Eric Peters is going to join me here in a couple of minutes. Hi, good morning. Welcome. Who's this?
It's Jerry, Bill.
Jerry. Welcome. How's the bull doing?
Doing well, thank you.
It's a bull market day then, right?
Well, it is. It's a bullish day. Hey, I think it was Rush Limbaugh, as I recall, who used to say, liberals are never happy. And that's what I thought about when I was listening to you talk about this lady in Josephine County. And, other than that, I would just say, you know, Bill, we survived Obama.
Mm-hmm.
We survived Joe Biden. And even though we didn't agree with him or them, I should say, probably, you know what? We went on with our lives. To me, this whole resistance thing just shows that these people have a mental problem. And if I were talking to this lady and she would listen to me, I would tell her, listen, you need to go to the Democratic Party and maybe reform the process there of choosing a presidential candidate. Maybe that's why you lost.
That's too logical.
I know it is. It's too simple.
I know.
It's better to be all bent out of shape and be, revolutionary and everything.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Jerry, happy Thanksgiving one way or the other. Have a blessed holiday. We'll catch you on Monday, okay? You be well.
You as well.
Okay. All right. I'll squeeze one more in before news. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Blessed holiday. We'll catch you on Monday, okay?
Okay. Now, you have to listen to the phone, not the radio, if you're going to call. You there?
I'll.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I got to let you go. It's 6:32 at KMED.
Looking for durable and custom-fit metal roofing? Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. specializes in metal roofing. With two portable snap-lock machines, they pull right up to your door, allowing them to custom-cut every panel for a perfect fit. With over 18 years of experience, they serve Jackson, Josephine, and Curry counties, offering reliable roofing solutions tailored to your needs. Licensed, bonded, and insured for your peace of mind. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com today for your free estimate. CCB number 250730.
American Rancher Garage, United in Service.
American Rancher Garage services most vehicles and offers state-of-the-art amenities, affordable pricing, and prompt service you can trust. If you're looking for a reliable, full-service automotive repair shop that provides old-fashioned service to keep you and your busy life moving, you've found it right here, just across the street from Elmer's on Biddle. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRancher.com. 541-499-6673. American Rancher Garage, we are United Through Service.
Latest news brought to you by locally owned and operated Artisan Bakery Cafe in South Medford. It's a full-service cafe offering breakfast, lunch, and specialty coffees. You'll be wowed one bite at a time.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Oregon Governor Tina Kotek is calling lawmakers to Salem for a special session December 12th to pay bills incurred by the 2024 wildfire season, where a record 1.9 million acres burned this year. She says the cost to the state is $300 $350 million. She wants the legislature to release $218 million. Medford School Board member Michael Williams says he will not resign over formal complaints against him, and he's lawyered up. One of the complaints against Williams was over a heated argument with District Superintendent Brett Champion. The other complaint has to do with Williams showing up on district property wearing his work tool belt, which held a knife. Police continue to investigate a shooting that happened late Tuesday morning in Rogue River on West Evans Creek Road. The suspect is in custody. The victim has been hospitalized. They haven't released any other information. Bill London, KMED.
Your smile is the key to your health and confidence. Did you also know that research has concluded people have almost as much fear about finding a new dentist as they do about going to the dentist? Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Johnson, and here at Dental Excellence, we value the confidence and trust our patients have in us. My 20 years of experience and thorough training equals comprehensive dental care. From creating that perfect filling or doing that perfect root canal in my dental microscope, to restoring a patient's confidence with implant-supported dentures, we can do it all here at Dental Excellence. For those who need, I am highly trained and certified in IV sedation and the art of creating a comfortable, relaxed, stress-free environment. Are you looking for friendly, compassionate personal care? Come and join our excellent dental family.
Call 541-779-6170 today for a free consultation. Dental Excellence.
Dental Excellence. Changing lives, one smile at a time.
Rule number one, if you're looking to sell a home, choose a local real estate agent. Hey, it's Lars. And why? It starts with an overall knowledge of the area. But even more importantly, a local agent is a friend and neighbor who cares about the community just as much as you do. In the Medford area, that'd be my good friend Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty. Jared's a native of the Pacific Northwest, and his wife, Colette, is a former Oregon Young Mother of the Year. The Hokansons love Southern Oregon so much, they decided to raise their family there. If you're thinking of selling, Jared Hokanson guarantees to sell your home. And if he can't get it sold at a price and deadline you both agree to, Jared will buy it himself. Some restrictions do apply. Find out what your property is worth for free and instantly. 541-772-SOLD.com. Call Jared today at 541-772-SOLD. That's 541-772-7653. Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty.
News Talk 106.3 KMED. You're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
Mosey up to the talk bar, my friend. Here, Eric Peters, automotive journalist and genius at EP Autos, is back. How you doing this morning, Eric? Welcome.
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Bill? Are we going to talk about 4 tons of green?
Yes, we have to do this because, we have been beat about the head with left-wing cudgels for a number of years about how we have to be green and sustainable, right? Sustainable and green and safe. And, well, you ended up... writing about a vehicle which is so sustainable. It is a pickup truck that is heavier than the massive Cadillac that I drove back in high school, that 1969 sedan or the Coupe de Ville, that we ended up
having. Oh, yeah, yours was a lightweight in comparison to the one that I referenced in the article, which was the Fleetwood Bruin, the limo, the one that Elvis and the Beatles had?
Yep.
Yeah. And that one weighed a comparatively svelte 5,100 pounds, and I wanted to use that as a kind of a comparison to this monstrosity that I came across and was reading some of GM's stuff about it, which is the electrified version of the GMC Sierra 1500. I mean, nominally a half-ton truck, right? Well, this thing weighs just shy of 9,000 pounds, if you can imagine that, before anybody even gets on board.
Before you throw anything in it, before you have anything in the back, does it even have a pickup truck bed? I'm curious.
Yeah, it has that in the back. It's got its vestigial bed, and allegedly it can tow. But the take-home point here is this thing weighs, how much does a Kenworth weigh? And this is the footprint, the size of a half-ton truck. It makes even the Cybertruck seem almost sensible. The Cybertruck only weighs about 6,400 pounds.
Wow.
So, this
So the
Tesla is more green than the General Motors
yeah, you know,
one. Right?
This is the way General Motors, you know, they love to tout how far this thing goes, and you know they say it has a 400 something mile range. Well, yeah, you know how they do that? By adding multiple tons of batteries to store enough electricity to get this thing to go down the road. How this is green? How we're told that there's this existential crisis because we're being wasteful of the Earth's precious resources and we're consuming too much energy. So I'd really like for somebody to explain to me how it's good for the environment to earth rate materials necessary to produce a 9,000-pound vehicle, hypothetically, that would be a mass-produced vehicle. Because, you know, this isn't, you know, if we're going to save the Earth, everybody's got to have something like this.
Well, I don't know. At $104,000, which is what you quote costing, I don't think it's going to be a mass-production type of vehicle. Fair enough?
No, you know, which gets to the whole other issue, which is that this is all a push to push us out of vehicles so that only the really rich people who can't afford that will have it. But there's this audacious effrontery about it in that, you know, you're going to have this vehicle that needs a multi-ton storage device, energy storage device, a battery, to be even remotely usable as a vehicle that's going to require massive, massive amounts of generating capacity, which is going to require generating that electricity, transmitting that electricity. And how that's green, I have yet to understand.
Well, all that matters is the intentions. It's the good intentions, Eric. Repeat after me the mantra. Well, we meant to do the right thing because, it's kind of like that, we have to do something, right? That's what we're always told. You have to do something. And this is something. And since this is something, you know, this 9,000-pound pickup truck, this supposedly green pickup truck, and since that is something, we have to do that something. Right? Isn't that kind of where we are, that kind of world?
Kind of. And have you noticed, did you catch that Kamala's most recent video in which she used the same kind of muley kumbaya language that just as a common thread runs through all of this, as if somehow, you know, this is just, we're all being really good people here. We're trying to do the right thing, and we're very joyful about it as we do it.
Well, let me play this. This is the one she put out yesterday, and she's taking a lot of incoming for some reason. I don't know why.
I just have to remind you, don't you ever let anybody take your power from you. You have the same power that you did before November 5th. And you have the same purpose that you did. And you have the same ability to engage and inspire. So don't ever let anybody or any circumstance take your power from you.
So there you go. Unless the Democrats want to replace your power with a chaotic and intermittent wind and solar, and then they'll take your power from you. Okay.
Doesn't it sound kind of like one of those 70s encounter sessions? Remember those?
I'm okay. You're okay.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, Eric, it's going to be an interesting time here because the resistance is certainly ramping up a little bit. They were really quiet over the last 2-3 weeks, but I don't know. I think Team Chaos is in for another big go round in early 2024. How do you see it politically?
Well, I agree. And again, the thing that worries me the most, I think we talked about this last week, is that we still have 2 full months to go before the inauguration. So a lot could happen in between now and then. And a lot has already happened. I don't know whether you caught my piece. You probably did. Everybody's talking about this. Very, very, very alarmed by, disappointed by Trump's choice for Surgeon General, who's basically a younger version
of Anthony Fauci.
Of Dr. Fauci.
Of Dr. Fauci. I was kind of surprised about that because, you know, bringing up the saving millions of lives over, you know, vaccines and things like that. I would have thought he would backed away from the vaccine conversation like a Georgia mule.
You'd think, but he takes pride in it. Now, I have a friend that we talked about this a couple of months ago who is into all of this devolution and Q stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells me that there is a subtle meaning behind that. And the meaning is this. You know, if it hadn't been for the beautiful warp speeding of those vaccines, the lockdowns would have lasted for years and people would have been put into FEMA camps and millions of them would have died. So that's how Trump saved millions of lives, by getting the vaccines out so soon.
Hmm. Okay. I don't know if I'm going to agree with your QAnon friend. I don't think I'm going to agree with that. I'm thinking that what we need are more of those. Who's the guy that he picked the other day? Jay Bhattacharya, I think is how you pronounce his name.
I can't pronounce it either, but yeah, I know who you mean. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need a few more of those rather than the one that he picked. that you were just mentioning just a moment
ago. Yeah, and
ago.
I hope that there's enough pushback on this, and it seems to be, you know, I'm, again, going by the Twitterverse, Xverse, or whatever you want to call it, and I think that's absolutely essential with regard to Trump, that we don't just let it pass because, oh, it's not Kamala, you know, he's our guy, he's on our side. If anything, we should be even more vigilant and open about it when he does stuff like this, so that
you're
not allowed to get away with
it. You are absolutely right about that, and I know that there's a tendency that when your guy or your girl is in, you know, that sort of thing, that you tend to go to sleep and just think, okay, everything's solved, you know, and as I was joking about salvation arriving on Air Force One, salvation doesn't arrive on Air Force One. They got a pretty good guy coming in there, a battle-tested candidate who has an amazing propensity to be able to survive adversity, okay? God bless him, you know, for that. Most of us, I don't think, could have put up with the incoming that Trump did over the last few years and managed to prevail over it. So you have a lot to admire there, but that doesn't mean you just let him go and don't monitor him, because there are a lot of people to hire, and there are a lot of good that he's trying to get in there, and there are some bad eggs in there too, no doubt, like you were just mentioning, Eric.
And no tolerance for the bad eggs. I think it's important to not be like the left, which will apologize for, rationalize, and defend any action of their leadership because it's their leadership.
Eric Peters, I want to talk about this Rome's Mercenaries article.
Mm-hmm.
What was your point with this? What are you trying to get us to think
well,
more deeply on?
I am troubled, I think, like many Americans, about the prospect of, A, we're going to get into a nuclear war over Kyiv, or B, we're going to get into a nuclear war over Israel. And this, I mean, this is my entire adult life, this kind of insouciant, glib attitude that, you know, no, it's no big deal that we're going to launch an attack against some other country in some other part of the
world. Yeah, we'll let Ukraine throw the ATACMS, you know, those particular type missiles over into Russia. No problem, because we're always the indispensable nation, right?
Well, and I think part of it has to do with the fact that for 50 years now we've had what's called an all-volunteer military, which means basically a mercenary military. You know, we hire the poor white trash of all races to be the cannon fodder, and that's why it's safe for these chicken hawks like Lindsey Graham and Liz Cheney and all these other people to just glibly poke the hornet's nest and incite these wars in which other people's kids end up getting killed and mauled for life. And, I think in a way it's kind of a strange thing to say, but back when we had a draft, it kind of acted as a check on all of that, because at that time, everybody was potentially going to get thrown into this meat grinder, including the kids of these elite people.
And you had a kind of built-in resistance, or at least be more thoughtful about causing trouble overseas. And it's interesting that you bring this up, because I know here it is, you're the libertarian car guy, and one of the last things that you would probably say anything good about would be forced conscription, right?
You'd, of course.
You wouldn't go there.
Voluntary servitude, which, you know, allegedly that was outlawed by Abe Lincoln back in 1865.
Yeah. But on the other hand, conscription does tend to make, it sharpens the mind or focuses the mind when it comes to foreign entanglements a little bit more. Maybe that's the way of putting it.
People should
have
skin in the game, I guess, is the take-home point here. And I think that that would result in far fewer wars across the world if everybody abided by that principle. If it was they or their kids that were going to end up having to be the ones that go out to the front lines and stand for Kyiv or Israel, I think they'd probably be a little bit more reticent about standing with Kyiv and Israel.
Agreed. Rome's Mercenaries on epautos.com. We're going to talk about some reviews and various other things in just a moment. And if you have a question or comment for Eric, now is the time. Jump in, 770-5633 on KMED and 99.3 KBXG. It's Wheels Up Wednesday.
Ah, it's that time of year. The crisp autumn air, sipping a pumpkin spice latte on the way home. Oh, and deer!
Oh, no. A friendly reminder from Lithia Body and Paint to keep an eye out for deer and other driving hazards as the days grow shorter. And if you need collision repair, Lithia Body and Paint's here with fast, free estimates when you need us. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
Good Guys Guns, the Valley's firearm leader, has a Christmas special for you. Purchase any AR-15 and get a crimson red dot optic free. That's right, purchase any AR-15 between now and Christmas and get a red dot optic absolutely free. Good Guys Guns has tons of great gift ideas and stocking stuffers too. And don't forget to sign up for their next Oregon and Arizona concealed carry class. Good Guys Guns, the Valley's firearm leader. 4934 Crater Lake Avenue, Medford. Good Guys Guns.
Good Guys Guns.
Do you take safe drinking water for granted? If you have a well for your water, no one's monitoring what's in your water. It's up to you to be sure that the water you and your family are drinking is safe and free of contaminants. Get your well tested now. Grants Pass Water Lab offers next day results for bacteria tests and a speedy 3 to 5 days for a full reporting that meets all state requirements. Online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for over 40 years.
You're hearing the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED. Now Bill wants to hear from you. 541-770-5633. That's 770-KMED.
Eric Peters, automotive journalist at epautos.com. The Wheels Up Wednesday deal. Hey, by the way, have you seen any inkling of Jaguar blinking? You were writing about that that woke ad, which was kind of like this multicolored Sesame Street Island of Misfit Humans kind of ad that dropped late Friday. It's like everybody, almost like out of a Fellini movie, wasn't it, in some ways?
You know, I think utterly bizarre and disjointed. If you watched it without the soundtrack or the captions, you wouldn't even know that it was a car commercial because there were no cars in it. It was just sort of a drag queen story time in 30 seconds.
And I know that when I want to spend, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 for a sports car, that's the image that I want to be thought of.
It's not so much the Jaguars woke, it's the Jaguars going broke. You know, the problem with Jag, the problem that Jag has and that a lot of these high-end manufacturers have is that they bought into this whole EV thing, and that cuts the heart out of the whole point of the vehicle. You know, Jag sold on the basis of those beautiful inline six and V12 engines and the bodywork and all of that that made them a Jaguar.
And they were some of the most beautiful pieces of rolling art ever made, industrial art.
Yeah, and now they want to make Teslas, basically, with a Jaguar badge on it. You know, what else is an electric thing? It's just another Tesla. They're trying to make the same thing that somebody else is making as opposed to making their own thing, which would make it desirable. So they're in real trouble. And so now they're thinking, well, if we can't sell, Jaguars the way we used to, what are we going to sell? So they think they're going to sell this woke ideology, and I don't know how they think that's going to make them money.
Yeah, I know there's been a lot of pushback to it, but, there could be a market. Now, the thing is, though, if you're wanting to have an LGBTQ car brand, there is, there have been some car brands that have kind of kowtowed to that a little bit over the years.
You mean Subaru?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, that's certainly one of them that tended to market it and make no bones about it. But I just don't know if a sports car like a Jaguar can go there. But what do I know?
Defense.
I'll be like an Italian waving my hands up. But what the hell do I know? You know? Okay.
Well, Subaru did it very subtly. It was kind of a joke, that the Subaru was the official car of Martina Navratilova, who was one of their spokespeople at one time.
Right.
But it wasn't just that. I think if it was just that, Subaru would have had a problem. But people buy Subarus because actually they are different than other cars. You know, other than a Porsche, it's the only brand that sells boxer engines. They had unique styling, interesting styling, different drummer stuff. So the fact that a lot of lesbians seem to like Subaru, it really was incidental. It was that people love Subarus.
Okay, that makes sense. Although I have to say, some of their insipid, remember the Love, thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Love, it's a Subaru. And I can remember the soy boy who I think had almost no testosterone left in his body. They're spelunking in the Batcave or something like that, and he's missing his glasses. And then all of a sudden, oops, we got out of the cave and the glasses are on your head. Oh, isn't that funny? It was so insipid, I just couldn't take it. It's just like...
Yeah, but they still made cars like the WRX, so you could overlook that. Who cares?
Yeah, you're right.
If Jaguar featured somebody with blue hair in one of their ads and the cars were still beautiful, I think people wouldn't care.
Yeah, that could be. Anyway, we'll keep an eye on that one. I guess they're going to announce it early next year. Should be interesting. I was talking with a marketing guy from the UK, and
And he was kind of telling me off air, he says he doesn't think there's lawn for Jaguar. What would you say about that?
I think he's right. They really are in a bad way right now, and so is Land Rover, for all the reasons that we've talked about. And I don't know. I think the only way that they could potentially recover is to go back to what they were. But how can they do that? You know, they sold out to Tata Motors, which is an Indian conglomerate, so they've kind of surrendered everything that used to be British about Jaguar.
And yet the guy that was running Tata, though, did have gasoline in his veins, but he died. So yep. It kind of reminds me of what you were talking about, the Italian car company and also Stellantis, how there were people with gasoline in their veins, and they died. And they left.
To be clear, I don't mean to disparage Tata Motors in any way. I'm just saying it is an Indian conglomerate. It's not British. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you disconnect a company from its roots in that way, this is the result that you're going to get. Look, you got a German wokester in charge of Harley Davidson, and look what's happening to Harley Davidson. It's a similar kind of a thing.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of an odd mix that we're having everywhere right now around the world. You know, Britain is not really for the British any longer, and yep. I noticed that the new president of Mexico is not Mexican. She's Jewish from Bulgaria.
Isn't it incredible?
Yeah, of course. Like, how did that happen? Is what I was kind of wondering. But be that as it may, let us move along here. Let's go to Randy. Randy's in Ashland. Randy, on the COVID thing, and you're on with Eric Peters. Go ahead.
Okay, so there's a similarity between what's going on in medicine and the whole carbon dioxide thing. If you tell a big lie often enough, it becomes regarded as the truth. I'm reading a book by Dr. Brian Artis, Moving Beyond the COVID-19 Lies. Mm-hmm. It is one of the most eye-opening things I've ever read. The first two chapters will make your blood boil, how the hospital killed his father-in-law on purpose.
Yikes.
Because of the hospital protocol. They have to follow the protocol. It's just like the vaccine. You read this book, you'll never touch the vaccine, any vaccine from the medical people today, because it's all designed to kill people.
By the way, do you read Steve Kirsch's Substack?
I do not.
All right, you really should. Steve Kirsch, you know, the former high tech guy, put a lot of money into this and was exploring the 300 pages plus in which they knew that they had problems, and yet they pushed it anyway. There's more of that in there, too. Point well taken, and thanks for bringing it up. I'll have to see if I can get Brian back on. I don't think I've talked to him for a couple of years, okay? But I guess the point is that the truth is coming out, but will the truth take down the current medical complex, I guess, would be the question, Eric. That's where I think we're going.
In the sense that I think trust has been lost. And, you know, this is good. You know, it used to be that we just assumed that these white coats and the hospitals were acting in our best interest. But unfortunately, increasingly, they aren't, as we've seen. And that's because they are now owned. They are wholly owned subsidiaries of these big cartels, whether it's the pharmaceutical cartels or the insurance cartels. And these doctors have been reduced to the status of almost step-and-fetch-it employees. Mm. Who just do what they're told, just like during COVID, because they understand. They don't have to – it need not be made explicit. They know that if they don't toe the line of all of these orthodoxies, they'll soon not be employed by these cartels. And when you've invested a couple $100,000 in a medical education and years and all of that, and now you've got a mortgage and a family and you're trying to support all of that, that kind of tends to make you oblivious to inconvenient truths.
Indeed. I'm going to be talking with John Richardson, and he is from an alternative medicine kind of group, you know, that sort of thing, and it's called End Cancer Now. And there's an interesting wrinkle coming out of the Trump administration. I'll be talking with him about that, but I mentioned this to you also, that the FCC guy, the incoming FCC guy, Brendan Carr, I think is his name, was actually talking openly about banning pharmaceutical ads again. It used to be that they were not allowed. Now, of course, yep. I got to tell you, the media, you know, the Fox Newses and the CNNs and, you know, to a lesser extent, even me, you know, these people would squeal about this because there's a lot of revenue that comes in on that. But I find it interesting that there's even openly talk about re-regulating the pharmaceutical, the ads out there. I think it's very thought-provoking.
It is, you know, and they have managed to co-opt the media for just that reason. You know, my dad was a doctor, so I know about all this stuff. They didn't used to have these ads on TV. If you wanted to, find out about a medicine, you know, your doctor might tell you something and then you'd look into it, but it wasn't ask your doctor about pneumonia or whatever.
But one of the reasons why COVID was able to ravage this country as it was with its policies and such is that the media was a total laydown because the media depends on pharmaceutical ads for its revenue stream. So no wonder it's kind of like it buys its silence, and that's sad. That's just reality, you know.
Yep.
Okay.
These are very complex issues, and to put them into even if your intentions were good, to explain something to people in say a 30-second TV commercial is extremely difficult, and that's assuming the best of intentions. And so, of course, they misrepresent everything and tell you if you take this drug, whatever it may be, it's going to cure all your ills. And no, don't worry, it's not going to cause you to get some horrible disease as a consequence of having taken it.
Well, if the pharmaceutical ads go away, that'll mean that we just go back to doing it the old-fashioned way, bribing doctors, right?
Yeah.
do it that way. All right, Shade Before 7, this is the Bill Meyer Show with Eric Peters, KMED on Wheels Up Wednesday. Let me grab the next line. Line 3, good morning. You're on with Eric. Who's this? What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Bill. Hey, Eric. It's Tony.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tony.
Good morning.
Hey, Bill, remember last week when the freeway was shut down over I-5?
Yes.
And the trucks were lined up, you know, all the way back to Phoenix. I was wondering what the odds are with the new electric trucks that they're trying to push on us. Would a lot of those trucks still be there? Because they haven't had a truck with a generator come to them yet to charge them up?
That is a really interesting question. Yeah, we had a multiple-day shutdown of Interstate 5 because of the weather, Eric. Tons of snow in Northern California. It was just, you know, blizzard conditions.
Yeah.
And I considered that. Tony, that's a great question. Eric, what would you think would happen?
Well, what are you going to do? Because the difficulty is that if you don't have a direct conduit for the electricity, I guess you have to truck it in somehow with even more massive batteries to hook up to whatever's dead in the road and try to charge it up that way. You know, it's just a cascading series of fails. And it would be funny if it weren't so awful the way they're forcing this on us. And I just, you know, it comes to mind with regard to what we were talking about earlier with this almost 10,000-pound EV. Can you imagine what this is going to do to parking lots that weren't designed to handle the weight of these things? You try to imagine a parking lot in which a number of those things roll into it, and boom, the whole thing falls down. The structure can't handle the weight.
Oh, yeah, it's buckling.
Designed for it.
It ends up buckling and wearing the pavement out, too. And something tells me that you're not dealing with small tires also when you're looking at a 9,000-pound pickup truck, right?
Even more wasteful, because, you know, they tend to put these 21, 22, even bigger wheels and rims, or whatever you want to call them, and these specialty tires, which are designed specifically for that, which, of course, require more natural resources and waste more energy in their manufacture that wear out sooner. EVs go through tires on average about 30% faster. So nobody wants to talk about that either. The fact that, you know, we're burning through all of this rubber and what it takes to get the rubber, which, by the way, entails oil, dreaded oil.
Yeah.
As if EVs don't use oil. Of course they do. They just don't burn it.
Yeah. The concept also, though, of multiple trucks that would be stuck here in a storm type situation kind of, it's very thought-provoking when you think about this, Eric, because it comes right down to, as you have mentioned before, electric vehicles, when they're sitting, are still using quite a bit of juice. They're designed that if you're not using them, you have to have them tethered in because the battery's always working to keep itself either not too cold or not too hot. So you let it sit there.
You warm.
Yeah.
To keep you from freezing to death. You remember a few years ago we had a big storm here on the East Coast? And I-95, which is the major corridor up and down the coast, was completely jammed up. And, you know, there were people in EVs, and the EVs ran out of juice. And then what? You know, you're stuck on the interstate somewhere, and it's 18 degrees outside, and the wind's howling, and what are you going to do now? You're going to hoof it 8 miles down the road to a gas station to try to get warm?
Yeah, well, say what you will, though, a standard internal combustion engine is a lot easier to refuel in an emergency situation. 5 gallons, boom, you're back on the road. And off we go.
And you can run that engine, you know, and crack that window so you don't get poisoned from carbon monoxide. But if you have half a tank or a full tank, you could run the car for a day and stay warm.
Indeed.
Or more.
Let me grab one more call here before we let Eric get back to his day job. And that would be line 4. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Vicky from the Applegate.
Vicky, go ahead. What's on?
I just wanted to make a comment about the prescription commercials.
Yeah.
You guys are so right about that. My husband actually had a suggestion that they show all these people, you know, as they're giving you this fuel about how this medicine, whatever the case may be.
And by the way, don't forget singing happily. Nothing is everything. You know, that kind of thing.
Insipid guitar music in the background.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My husband's like, let's see the people that actually have the side effects.
Okay. Maybe the regulation would require that, Vicki. That'd be interesting. Huh?
Have you guys heard of the term the worried well?
No, I've not heard of the term worried well.
It's an
Tell us about
term.
That.
And what's meant by that is that these commercials and this relentless propaganda by these pharmaceutical cartels that, you know, everybody's got to have a pill, that you're sick, it's restless leg syndrome, it's anxiety, whatever it is. It's just a litany of stuff that has caused our entire society to be neurotically obsessed with sickness.
Well, it's kind of a first world problem, right? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what? You think about this, though. There is one group that could be really hurt by pharmaceutical industry ads being regulated more. And it's not just just the media that would be hurt by this, all right? It would be people who had a catchy song from the 1970s or 1980s, and they've made no more money on it ever since the group broke up, like, Pilot. Ozempic, you're fat. You know, that kind of thing.
And, right.
You know. And but I guess we're not going to hear those ads anymore because now there's talk from the Biden thing that Ozempic and the other wee gubby type stuff is going to be covered by Medicare. Oh, boy. Watch it.
Well, they can always do gigs down at the Marengo Lounge at the Holiday Inn.
All right. Hey, before we take off, Eric, what did you review and what do you got coming up here? Huh?
Well, do you want to talk about that Crosstrek that we didn't get to, a Forester that we didn't get to last week?
Sure. Let's do that. What about the Forester? And we were talking about Subarus a little bit earlier here. Is it still the four-cylinder Boxster? What's your overall impression?
It is. And, here we go. We lament yet another crossover. But there are some differences, and the chief one, of course, is that it's got a Boxster engine. But there is another difference that I think is worth noting, which is that it's got a significantly larger engine than most of the vehicles in its class. Mm. It has a 2.5-liter Boxster engine, and on account of that, it does not need a turbo to make adequate power.
Plenty of grunt then without pushing it hard. That's good. That's a good thing then, isn't it?
Most of the others in the class now have gone sub 2-liter. You know, if you look at the Toyota RAV4, if you look at the Honda CR-V, a lot of these things are now in the 1-point-something-liter range with a turbo, of course, because they have to be. You can't move a 3,000-plus-pound vehicle with a 1-point-something-liter engine. That's a motorcycle-sized engine.
So your overall impression was pretty good. Is all?
Yeah. I mean, I like all of Subaru's products. The only thing that I'm disappointed with Subaru generally is that they have taken the manual transmission option out of every one of their vehicles with the exception of the BRZ sports car, and that's a shame.
Yeah. Speaking of clutches, though, you do have a great article that I even commented on yesterday about how to preserve your clutch if you still have a manual transmission, and I do with the Vanagon Westphalia that I have, you know, the diesel. And even though it's I've only replaced the clutch in it one time, the one I have right now does chatter a little bit when it's cold. Mm-hmm. I don't know what could be going on with that. You have an idea, maybe?
Well, it's an old Volkswagen, and they tended to make noise. That was part of the charm.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'll just know, all right, it's 42 years old. That's normal. All right. We'll just keep it there. Eric,
you can get 200,000-plus miles out of a clutch, which is a wear item. You know, it's very similar to brake pads. That's a really good way to understand it. And the process of engaging and disengaging the clutch causes the friction material to wear. So in the article, I got into some driving techniques that will reduce that wear and thereby extend the service life of the clutch.
Certainly keeping the clutch engaged as you're slowing down is a smart thing. Mm-hmm. And also not doing a whole bunch of downshifting all the time, I think, when you're coming to a stop is a good thing. Because as much as it costs to do a brake job is nothing contrasted with the cost of doing a clutch job.
Yeah, though I will say that even that expense is relatively light compared to replacing an automatic transmission these days.
Very true.
A clutch job will typically cost about $1,200 to $1,500 if you're having to pay to get it done, and replacing an automatic transmission in a late model vehicle can easily be $4,000 or $5,000.
Yeah, keep your manual transmission going. Eric has the tips on epautos.com, clutch preservation, and I want a baby. My transmission in the Vanagon, because that thing cost $3,100 to rebuild it, Rebuilding costs these days have just soared because of the price of costs and labor. So lots of synthetic fluid, right? You want to use the synthetic gear oil these days, don't you? Really?
Yeah, well, the key thing is, you know, friction additives vary. So be careful about what brand and type you put into the transmission. There are service specifications, and make sure you abide by those because some of them may react in a bad way with some of the metals and alloys that are in the transmission and actually accelerate wear. So you want to use the right type for your particular transmission.
I know mine is GL4 specified, but they're saying that the modern synthetic GL5s, they're saying they're okay with the synchros on these older vehicles.
If you read the thing, it'll usually give you a compatibility chart. And if you have any questions at all, just look into it a little bit. That's one of the boons of our time is, you know, you've got this thing called the internet, and all of that information is readily available.
All right. What you got in the driveway? What will we be talking about next Wednesday, Eric? What do you say?
Well, we're looking at an... dare I say it.
Okay, now, I know when he starts laughing, folks, that means that it's going to be another crossover, right?
Yeah. It looks like a plug-in hybrid Kia, but we'll have some interesting things to say about that.
Okay, good. I'm looking forward to it, all right? Now, I actually of all the different types of way of getting a vehicle around, plug-in hybrid makes the most sense to me. The best of all worlds, isn't it?
That it's a thumb in the eye of the regulatory apparatus. It's a way that these engineers, and I take my cap off to them, that they find ways to get around the idiocy that emanates out of Washington. It's a way for them to produce vehicles that are compliant, but yet at the same time actually functional and that are potentially desirable for people who want a vehicle that they can just get in and drive without all this rigmarole.
Yeah, you're going to love this because the ad coming after Wheels Up Wednesday is Kia of Medford, so it's perfect. Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll be talking about the Kia next week, all right? You take care,
all right?
EP Thanks, Autos, Bill. EPAutos.com, and, of course, happy Thanksgiving, Eric. It is 10 minutes after 7. This is KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass.
One of each, K4 of N01.